Well, now it is time to reveal this.
Tweet of the week.
And we played you a common call of wooded areas, forests, woodlands, mallee, anywhere with sufficient trees, in fact. It ranges down the east of Australia and across the south. And again, this is what it sounds like. Common sound of spring as the males defend their territory. Congratulations to Anita Rumsfeld from Ballarat. She recognised it. It's the golden whistler. Well done, Anita. Its plumage, as you probably already know, is top-notch. The adult male is bright yellow underneath, contrasts stunningly, I'm told, with his black head, his white throat. In direct sunlight, the colours are very striking. Gosh, I didn't know this about all these birds, but I'm learning fast. The female's head is grey. Her belly might sometimes show a lemon tint. But overall, she's not as much of a show-off as the male, I'm told. The golden whistler is spread wide across Australia and, in fact, throughout our island neighbours. But DNA experts are having a close look and may yet split it into a separate species. Goodness. Already the birds found in the south of Western Australia are now recognised as the Western Whistler. So there you go. That's your tweet of the week. For another one, listen again after the 9 o'clock news next Sunday on Sunday Extra. Congratulations, Anita. I'm very impressed.